I am Public Investor 12-03894, found in bad faith for telling truths Wall Street wants covered up. I prefer being called six-pack Sally swinging at low-hanging fruit on Wall Street. Over the course of 9 years, after the Securities and Exchange Commission asked me to be their investment client whistleblower, a victim of Don J. Bennett, the hoodoo investment advisor, was found guilty on all 17 counts as charged. I've become a voice for investment clients and a voice for the good investment advisors. The papers come into SCOTUS, the Supreme Court of the United States. Papers first go through security, as you know, checking for all that stuff legislators and others must fear these days, things like anthrax and the like. Post-security clearance, papers then travel to the clerk's office located on the SCOTUS main floor, nearest to Northeast D.C. in the Senate side, closest to nonprofits, lobbyists lining multi-million-dollar row houses, ready to pounce on every issue presented to the Supremes. It is the clerks that read the papers, deciding what gets to their boss, the justice. It is the clerks who are the gatekeepers, reading papers, doing research, finding and affirming research, helping their justice, their judge, formulate where they will go legal opinion-wise on the matter before them. The clerks were given the CRD, the IARD System Report, FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, reported to an angel. I am surrounded by angels in all of this, and bastards, and devils, and the lowest scum of the earth, too, if we are being honest. My mentor, as a CCIA, my mentor, Dr. Phoebe Kelso, taught me to catch a criminal, you have to think like the criminal. In this matter, after being blindsided, that is, I began to think like the criminals. Whoever could have thunk could not have believed that the number 5 of Barron's top 100 women financial advisors was just that, a criminal. Who could ever have believed that number 5 of Barron's top 100 women is sitting in a prison cell in Maryland or D.C.? Pick a state. Barron's top 100 tried to do just that, having her lawyers ask the judge to send her to cell time in New Mexico, where weather is perfect, as I read. Who could ever have believed? Whoever could have known that we cannot think like Wall Streeters? We don't know their ever-changing rules they play by, nor are we meant to. I am an anomaly in all of this fraud figuring. Don Bennett's current CRD sits at 106 pages. It will grow. Lawyers are running ads online all over the internet. Troll lawyers, birds of a feather with copyright troll lawyers. The CRD for Western International Securities sits at less than 106 pages. The CRD for J.P. Morgan Clearing Corp is, shuttered, shut down. The FINRA broker check for J.P. Morgan Clearing shows it was shut down 2016, that is. 2016? is the year I began to pressure J.P. Morgan, Jamie Dimon to be exact. The CRD list answers FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, provides to the Securities Exchange Commission and to the states, answers to questions provided to FINRA by the firm. Answers FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, nor the Securities and Exchange Commission vet. CRD? Oh yes, thank you for asking. Central Registration Depository, a database maintained by FINRA for all firms and individuals involved in the United States securities industry. It is used to store and maintain information on registered securities and broker firms, as well as individuals who dispense investing and financial advice. Not quite. Congress only gave the Securities and Exchange Commission oversight of securities broker-dealer firms and investment advisory firms with an AUM of over $25 million. AUM, assets under management. These system reports are called snapshots. There are firm snapshots. There are individual snapshots. Technically, actually, FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, is not approved by Congress for individuals. Technically, actually, the Securities and Exchange Commission, who oversees FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, is not approved by Congress for individuals. Dawn Bennett is an individual, as are her associates Bradley Maskow, Stuart Rogers, John Corey, Tim Augustin, Michelle Morris, Kathleen Pruce, listed as independent contractors on the CRD, Central Registration Depository, that FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, gives to the SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission, distributes to the states. The first pages of the CRD, Central Registration Depository, lists parameter name and values and what type of report is requested and by whom, sorta. The whomer requesting is crunched to first and last name initials. Number 4, down beneath request by CRD or SSN, Social Security number, beneath individual CRD or SSN, include personal information, is include all registrations with employments, and the value coordinated with this question states both current and previous employment, followed with a second, then third parameter name with the word employment in it. Include all registrations for current and or previous employments with, and include employment history, and another something, a so important something, other business. Other business weighs into a story big in the news. The college scandal with Lori Loughlin, Felicity Huffman, Rick Singer, and the FBI. We will talk. Trust me, we have to talk. These crimes will stop one podcast at a time. The thing about the word employments is something FINRA's general counsel, Terry Riker, put into writing, emailed to me. something that still befuddles me that she would do something so dumb. Commit to writing, send via the wires, by email, Rico. You know those four letters that weighed in heavy between the FBI, Federal Bureau of Investigation, and the mob. Definition RICO, the Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act, commonly referred to as the RICO Act, or simply RICO, a United States federal law providing for extended criminal penalties and a civil cause of action for acts performed as part of an ongoing criminal organization. 35 offenses are defined as part of the law, constituting racketeering. It includes gambling, murder, kidnapping, arson, drug dealing, bribery, mail and wire fraud on the list, and others too. Just setting the underpinnings. Just setting. The law is pretty clear. These crimes are known as predicate offenses. At least two predicate crimes within 10 years must have been committed through the enterprise for law enforcement to charge under RICO. Don Bennett's first FINRA AWC was back in the 1990s under the NASD, National Association of Securities Dealers. AWC? Oh, we will talk. We will. An enterprise is required. A crime family, a street gang, or a drug cartel, a corporation, a political party, or a managed care company. Key requirement is the enterprise must be a discrete entity. A corporation may be the enterprise individuals use to commit their crimes through. Make note. Take note. By requirement of RICO, Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act, an enterprise is not the same as an individual. The Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act, RICO, says what I have been saying all along about FINRA's constituency, that the corporation through which the crimes are being committed cannot be both an individual and the enterprise. RICO, FINRA, RICO, NASD. Did you know the real power of RICO is in its civil component? Did you know anyone injured by a RICO violation can bring a civil suit and receive treble damages if they win? A plaintiff must show criminal activity in a pattern of criminal activity within a statute of limitations. Is there any wonder why FINRA and the SEC push criminal complaints, complaints about criminals, complaints about crimes past statutes? The statute of limitations is 4 years from time of discovery. Nothing is said. Nothing is allowed for law enforcement being told, but not knowing their jobs, the crimes, the law. Things about statutes I learned in all of this. Statutes when it comes to securities actions. Statutes for the criminals are suspended. For whom the statutes do not toll, as was written into the Securities and Exchange Commission, first administrative law judge action against Don Bennett. You know, the ALJ, the court, the SEC court, SCOTUS, the Supreme Court opined 2018, cannot do what the SEC ALJ court do and did with Don Bennett and others. You know what else I learned in this hashtag MeToo era? Statutes are completely off the table these days. Criminal activity. You must show that the defendant committed one of the enumerated RICO crimes, which include the broad crimes of mail and wire fraud. And if you bring a claim on a fraud basis, however, the court will apply strict scrutiny. Pattern of criminal activity. One crime is not enough. You have to show a pattern of at least two crimes. A pattern requires the crimes be related somehow, same victim, same methods, same participants, or continuous, meaning it was conducted over at least 1 year. News in the DMV, DC, Virginia, Maryland, just reported the damnedest story of a now-arrested rapist who went back and raped the same victim twice in a period of 2 years. That is a pattern. Within the statute of limitations, the Supreme Court held that RICO has a 4-year statute of limitations, which begins tolling from the time the victim discovers his or her damages. As in my experience here, 4 years is not enough. As in the experience of Don Bennett, the victims in USA versus Don Bennett, some learned 2016 of the crimes against them that began 20 plus years prior, which means RICO excludes those crimes from pre-2016, answering your puzzlement as to why law enforcement can't hold a criminal past to the present matter if there was no criminal history. Don't you just love the hashtag MeToo era? Priests, molesters, Bill Cosby, statute walls are being torn down. Segue. But a criminal past can be held against a criminal. It can. Let me explain what I have understood and share. RICO is for federal level crimes. Securities is not a federal level oversight. Securities is state oversight. UCC, Uniform Commercial Code, except most states don't know that. Laziness to do their jobs, to learn their jobs, or the states don't know their job, but for a million reasons. Boys club, camaraderie, climbing a work or social ladder. Ignore the law. There is the contributing factor that the Securities and Exchange Commission and Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, FINRA, have deceived, covering these crimes up, claiming Securities and Exchange Commission and FINRA are enforcement. Yes, for codes and rules of procedures that Congress had to sign off on, but FINRA and the Securities and Exchange Commission are not law enforcement. There is no RICO on the local level. In fact, most local level laws on victims of investment advisors are wrong or inadequate because the local regulators, legislators, took at value what FINRA and NASAA, North American Securities Administration Association, a FINRA network companion, tell the local lazy regulators is the what is when it is not. There are no proper, adequate laws on the local level books as a result. There must be. There must be a criminal component on the local level books first, that then dovetails into what the state penal code is, state laws on crime, and then dovetails into what the federal books laws on crimes are. Like fingers on the same hand, working together, neither is more important than the other. The importance is they can work together as the whole. What I'm advocating for a local level point person with a guidebook laying out who to call on what. A menu, a handbook, a ladder, so to speak. Seamless up, seamless down. We will talk more, trust me. But now you know why the Securities and Exchange Commission and FINRA cover up crimes, claiming falsely a federal relationship to Ponzi scam criminals. None. 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 Ponzi scams, by the way, oversight of the Department of Justice. By the way, someone should tell the DOJ, have the Department of Justice investigate the Securities and Exchange Commission and FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority. Back to the CRD list. The parameter name list of the snapshot includes exam information, filing history, current reportable disclosure information, and regulator archive and Z record information. Next pages of the CRD get into the meat and potatoes of what are supposed to be truths, like name, state of residence, active employments, reportable disclosures, firms registered with, and an unexplained material difference in disclosure without explanation what that is. And then there is that word again, employers. The word FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority General Counsel, Terry Riker emailed to me, she has no idea where that even appears in FINRA broker check. More correctly, employers appears on the FINRA broker check, detailed report, as well as the CRD, Central Registry Depository, FINRA Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, provides to the SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission, at a $0 contract. No money paid for lies, but curious. Grooming, wouldn't you say? There is the current employers, the previous employers, allegedly plus dates to timeline, regulators, registration category, status date, registration status, and approval dates. There is also fill-ins for reason for termination and termination comment. Please keep your eye on the bouncing ball of intentional misinformation. The CRD is for securities broker dealer firms only. FINRA is a self-regulatory organization for securities broker dealer firms only. The Securities and Exchange Commission has only, from Congress, oversight of securities broker-dealer firms only. And in the wise words of TV's early morning oracles, Hoda and Kathy Lee, what? Examples of reason for termination are permitted to resign and voluntary. Examples of termination comment include firm decision, following discovery of promissory notes with firm customers by registered representatives company, registered representatives, I keep asking the Securities and Exchange Commission to provide me the answer to when Congress gave FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, permission to use the term registered representatives. The Securities and Exchange Commission keeps pushing back on answering. No wonder Congress did not create that term. The Securities and Exchange cannot create that term. And investment advisors are, after all, salespeople. The company, Western International Securities Incorporated, CRD number 39262. Western is both a securities broker-dealer firm and an investment advisory firm. Thing is, according to papers, Western and Bennett Group Financial Services Defense Counsel slipped into their exhibit binder provided to my arbitration arbitrators. The contract foisted on the arbitrators was an independent contractor's agreement for a Bennett Financial Group, nothing to do with Bennett Group Financial Services, nothing. Did I mention that defense counsel showed up with exhibit binders? 1, 2 for defense counsel and Ms. Bennett. 3, 4, 5 for the arbitrators. None for my counsel. Until, that is, the arbitrators ordered defense counsel for Western Bennett to give a binder to my lawyer, and that is what flipped my matter. My dispute resolution, DRS. After the fact, that is, we will talk. Promise. Don Bennett's snapshot shows individual 1567051, Don Bennett. Administrative information, registration with previous employers from February 9th, 1987 to August 14th, 1996. Wheat First Securities Incorporated, reason for termination said, permitted to resign. Termination comment said, differences in management broker philosophy. A victim witness of USA versus Don Bennett said, we'd first told her long ago to leave Bennett. Told her what Bennett was up to, allegedly. The regulators listed, well, the providing state, FINRA, New York Stock Exchange, AMER and PHLX. The latter are private businesses, not government agencies. State listed, well, just that, state, not federal. Securities are not oversight of federal law unless a federal law was broken. During the trial, a Bennett client at Wheat First said Bennett told her what Bennett was doing back then, just as Bennett was doing what Bennett was arrested in New Mexico in 2017. For whatever it is worth, FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, did not exist in 1987 to 1996. FINRA existed 2007. NASD, National Association of Securities Dealers, existed in 1996. This is an example of the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority smudge, washing information to make it look like what exists now did or did not exist back then. Call it magic wand and spell. Bobbity boop! Wall Street style creative paper management covering crimes up for decades away from investment client victims, funding crimes continuing against them. on the list, back to the list, professional designations, administrative information, listed under employment history. There is that word again, employment. That word, FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority General Counsel, Terry Riker emailed she has no idea where it is in FINRA broker check. Positions listed for Bennett are financial advisor and IAR, investment advisor representative, a.k.a. salesperson. Riker wrote Thursday, April 21st, 2016, 5:54 p.m. Sorry, but that's the best way I can answer, Riker wrote. Nothing in broker check requires a firm to disclose whether its registered representative is an employee or an independent contractor, so I don't know where that information would even appear in broker check. Office of Employment History is listed on page 6 along with independent contractor. Yes. Thursday, April 21st, 2016 at 5:54 p.m., FINRA General Counsel Terry Riker emailed, from FINRA's standpoint, there is no distinction. Both employees and independent contractors are persons associated with the member who are subject to FINRA rules. The distinction may apply in other areas of law that treat employees and independent contractors differently for purposes of overtime, benefits, taxation, etc., but nothing in broker check requires a firm to disclose whether it's a registered representative is an employee or an independent contractor, so I don't even know where that information would appear in broker check. Friday, April 15th, 2016, 2:06 p.m., FINRA General Counsel Terry Riker emailed to me, FINRA regulates firms and their associated persons. How the relationship between firms and associated persons is structured is up to that individual firm. Some firms have employees, others use an independent contractor model. From our standpoint, it doesn't matter, because as associated persons, they are still subject to FINRA rules and jurisdiction. The rules governing the obligations of associated persons and the obligations of firms supervising them are found in the FINRA manual. And she sent me the link to the FINRA manual where I could go look up the rules, which I already had. Except there is something FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, General Counsel Terry Riker, and FINRA ignore. FINRA cannot just do what FINRA wants to do. FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, is subject to local law, as are the independent contractors and employees, and not a one victim of Don Bennett, nor their lawyers knew that Don Bennett was an independent contractor because FINRA broker check calls Don Bennett an employee, not an independent contractor. What a deception. What a fraud on consumers. Consumer fraud is on the local level. D.C. has the DCRA. The District of Columbia Regulatory Authority, except the DCRA never heard of Don Bennett, never heard of Western International Securities, either investment advisory firm or securities broker dealer firm, because neither registered in D.C., nor did the D.C. securities regulator, DSB, report these frauds. I told DSB about not being registered, RBC, Royal Bank of Canada, 2010, and Bennett, Western, and JPMCC, 2011 or 12. I had emailed to FINRA General Counsel Terry Riker. I want FINRA's definition of employee, along with that umbrella answer of what responsibilities are both ways, from the employee, from the employer, and let us not be coy. Specifically, public broker check states employee of a brokerage firm. Bennett was not an independent contractor, according to Royal Alliance Associates, located in Ellington, Connecticut. This state broker-dealer address is a personal house confirmed via Google Maps. What would you do if you learned your investment advisor did not disclose their cough broker-dealer was a mom and pop, and in more senses of the word? Bennett was not an independent contractor for Citigroup Global Markets in New York City for 1 month, according to Bennett's CRD, long enough to have a victim complaint of problems in the portfolio. Bennett associate Michelle Morris was there for that 1 month also. 2017. Morris had a complaint raised against Morris in a Virginia Alexandria advisory firm. Morris is gone from the industry for now. They come back. We will talk. We will. Citigroup Global Markets was raised at my FINRA arbitration. Bennett's explanation is, well, myth. Fact is, Bennett went in after to try to have that expunged. Page 7 of Bennett's CRD is other business, the catch-all, the dump bin, what should be the protector for investment clients from becoming victims. It is not. Other business lists other things the investment advisor, the salesperson, is involved in. A FINRA-generated document. Other business changed on Bennett's snapshot. Before I left being a Bennett client, a victim, before my FINRA arbitration, that other business said nothing about DJB Holding LLC, non-investment related holding company for a clothing line. In time for my FINRA arbitration, DJB Holding LLC, non-investment related holding company for clothing line, was listed with a start date allegedly of 5/1/2013, core to the Securities and Exchange complaint filed against Don Bennett, Brad Maskow, and DJB Holdings in 2017. Documents in my FINRA exhibits confirmed DJB Holding LLC existed in USPTO, United States Patent and Trademark Office filings from 2007, even earlier. But who bothers to believe the victim, the complainant, the client? The arbitrators are FINRA trained. FINRA trained in a FINRA arbitration forum for dues paying business league members of FINRA is not a neutral forum for investment client victims who even FINRA's website says go to court. Advisors go to JAMS or AAA, not FINRA. The CRD continues and it lists 5 pages of things like continuing ed, CE, enrollment, ID, sessions, status, status date, window, results, filing history, types, is about the U5 and U6, and whom submitted by. Then there are the reportable events. 93 pages of them to date on Don Bennett's CRD. 93 pages, which include portable events for bankruptcy, bond, civil judicial, criminal, customer complaints, internal review, investigation, judgment lien, regulatory action, termination if a public disclosable, and a few more like source and disclosure questions answered, including the regulatory DRP fiction written, curated to match information to the parameters, boundaries set by Congress for the Securities and Exchange Commission and FINRA, Financial Regulatory Authority, to abide by but do not. The SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission, knew DJB Holdings existed in 2005 and 2007, years before the Securities and Exchange Commission alleged in its regulatory complaint filed against Don Bennett, Brad Maskow, and DJB Holding investment advisors, the Securities and Exchange Commission knew did not go into a Securities and Exchange Commission action, let alone into an SEC administrative law judge court that Congress never created. The SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission, created the ALJ. The SEC cannot, but did, and then voila, papers are given to the Supremes, the Supreme Court, and the justices were shown inarguably what the Securities and Exchange Commission has been doing for decades, con-wise on investment clients and investment advisors. Hence, opinions here with more to come, I guess, consistent with Lucia versus SEC, New Prime versus Lewis, and others. Customers' information is disclosed in the customer complaint. The DRP, name of state, residence, employing firm. Word again that FINRA General Counsel, Terry Riker, says she has no idea where it appears in FINRA BrokerCheck. FINRA BrokerCheck is the one that is viewable to the public, while the CRD is not. The customer complaint, DRP, includes allegations, principal product type, alleged compensatory damages, the date complaint received, explanation, settlement amount, arbitration reparation claim filed and disposition date, compensation amount, and litigation pending. The individual, the victim, does not contribute. The individual, the victim, never sees this. Comments are written by the firm, by the salesperson. Comments typically blame the victim, using language like, the clients involved are extremely sophisticated and experienced individuals and business people, and yada yada. Comments include language like, for business purposes and without admitting any liability on the part of the firm or myself, the matter was settled without admitting or denying. Eric Garner, Freddie Gray, could only plead guilty or not guilty. 106-page CRD so far, with more pages to come as lawyers online continue to hustle victims to be unwittingly taken away from due process in the courts, where FINRA's websites state customer complaints belong. 106 pages were shared with the Supremes, along with the cross and compare, letting the Supremes see that FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, the former NASD's scam of joindering, taking investment clients away from courts, away from due process, into a private who's paying business league investment clients do not go into. Even FINRA says. The CRD does not list arbitrations that have been denied or applied for or were expunged, or were turned away or settled. I know that for a fact. I do not exist on Bennett's CRD or on Western's CRD. And as for Western's CRD or J.P. Morgan's CRD, claim isn't listed there either, nope. Part of FINRA and the SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission's cover-up to hide crime, fraud, cartel, cough. The CRD is all about the firms. Then why is FINRA keeping all this information on investment client victims? Warfare? Be good. Be back. Please subscribe. Even become our Patreon. Please visit our websites, www.centerforcopyrightintegrity.com and www.thewallstreetwhistleblowers.com. Please LinkedIn. Everyone knows at least one other person a victim of Wall Street crime. We can lift this matter together into politics' forefront where it should be. A conversation as prominent as Russia. You work too hard for someone you thought was a friend to live the life you never dreamed of, off your time invested and your dime earned. Share our podcast. Again, please subscribe. And I want to see your papers. Share them. The arbitrators, the lawyers, the agreement you signed. You have nothing to fear. Wall Street has everything to fear. Until next time.